This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A lot to get into, from college upsets and college football. Obviously, NBA. We had some fireworks in L.A. with CP3 and Rondo. We had the L.A. Dodgers going to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Miller Park, Game 7. And getting it done on the road, 5-1. A lot to get into, believe me, tons to get into. The World Series is here. Boston Red Sox playing the LA Dodgers. A magical, amazing season for the Milwaukee Brewers, but fell just a little bit short in Game 7 at Miller Park. And Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Good. I mean, I should really say, how are you doing? Because you had a whirlwind sports tour yesterday going up to Milwaukee. But, you know, I feel bad. I mean, it's always bad to, you know, get short of the goal. But it is what it is. And I think we're going to have a great World Series.
Yeah, a little bit tired, brother, to be quite honest with you. Obviously, a long night, not a lot of sleep. But that's kind of the way it should be, to be quite honest with you. That's how you know that you care, and you really do appreciate what just happened, to be quite honest with you. It was pretty amazing. We will talk to John Poulter, our professor of sports, on the other side. We'll get his thoughts from what happened with the Milwaukee Brewers and the L.A. Dodgers, and then obviously looking at what will happen in the World Series with Boston and L.A. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're just getting started. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line in this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them.
But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
All righty, everybody, welcome back in. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. We'd love to hear from, obviously, Milwaukee Brewer fans, as I'm seeing, you know, a lot of good comments. One from AJ, disappointed. Chances like this are so rare for small market teams. And I agree 100% with that comment, AJ. But with that being said, I do think the Milwaukee Brewers will be back to keep going and maybe have another run at playing in the World Series, and maybe even next year, to be honest with you. We will get our professor of sports, John Poulter, on in just a minute. Teddy says, crushed, bro, all good. So I'm not quite sure what that exactly means. But, Mike, I know that you are obviously a Chicago Cub fan, and you can understand and you can relate to not having success for a long, long time and then achieving that ultimate goal and that ultimate prize. But one more year, man, 36-year drought, it's going to continue. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, really, at the end of the day, that's just what it is. And there's, you know, the old saying, at least with Cub fans, was like, well, there's always next year. And I think you're on to something, Andy, with them, with the Brewers being back in the mix next year. I think this did a lot for their confidence. I think it did especially a lot for the fans. I mean, there were times where I think the Brewer fans were, you know, not too interested in what the Brew Crew was doing. And now I think with this run that the Brew Crew went on, this is going to create a lot of interest. It's going to create a lot of momentum, and it's going to create, you know, something in that locker room that like tells the players, look, we can do this. You know, we're knocking out the door. Now let's just go finish it. And they have the talent there. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, that Yelich kid, is a baller. That kid can play. There's other things that go along with the team, but I think your team is on to something. I think they're going to be right back in the mix next year. We'll just have to wait, you know, see how it goes, but expect the Brew Crew to do some good things.
No, I do too. I absolutely expect them. And let's bring on our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. We're going to talk to him about the Dodgers-Brewers Game 7, and then we'll take a look at the World Series matchup, Roger. Obviously the Boston Red Sox and the L.A. Dodgers. Good morning, John. How are you this morning, my friend?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Look, I mean, it's obviously been a whirlwind ride, roller coaster of emotions for me for the past week or so with this Milwaukee Brewers LA Dodgers series, and then obviously it all coming to an abrupt halt after Game 7 at Miller Park in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm not going to say that I'm not disappointed, but at the same time, I'm happy. You know, it's one of those weird deals where I wasn't expecting this, and ultimately the ride and the ride that this Milwaukee Brewer team gave its fans and itself was just something that was really special. And to see the way that these guys came together, in all honesty, John, I couldn't be happier. So, yes, I'm disappointed about the loss, but I think there were reasons why they lost that game to the Dodgers, and we'll get into that. But a lot of different emotions, you know, a great ride, a lot of fun, and I'm excited for the future, I guess, is all I can really say at this point, John.
Yeah, very good point. Before we get to that, just got a little bit of breaking news here. I see that the Cincinnati Reds have announced that David Bell will be their new manager to be introduced tomorrow, Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time at a press conference at the Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. So that's one of the candidates for the number of vacant manager's jobs spoken for and one position filled. But, you know, going to your comment about the Brewers, would have been nice to have seen a small market team get there. I mean, I went into this postseason with no ties to any particular team, and deep down I was rooting for Oakland and Milwaukee to make the World Series because I thought that would be a great spectacle for the game and a great advert for all these teams that seem to want to solve their problems by just getting out their checkbook. I thought it would be great to see two small market teams like Oakland and Milwaukee get to the World Series and show everybody else that you don't have to have a big checkbook to win. But the Brewers played very well. I think the Brewers, and you and I kind of chatted about this a couple of times off-air and offline, Brewers, I think, kind of, they were in a tough spot. They were probably the underdogs in terms of experience. They had the better record, so therefore they had the home field advantage. But personally, and you know, you and I agreed on this, so we both thought that Craig Counsell overmanaged this team a little bit, and perhaps that was a circumstance that came out because the starting pitching is not that deep, and he was trying to sort of band-aid a rotation together. But by doing that, he got into his biggest asset, overused his biggest asset, which is that bullpen, and I think that hurt the team. And coupled with the fact that some of the hitters didn't show up until when it really didn't matter. Yelich was quite quiet throughout most of the series. I have to think that that was a big factor, but I agree with you. I think the Brewers will be heard from again. It was nice to see them get to where they were, and, you know, hey, good things are going to happen next year, but they do need to solidify that rotation with at least one good starting pitcher for the top of the rotation.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at Craig Counsell's issues that he has going into next season, he's got a lot of good problems, let's be honest. But let's talk a little bit about why what happened just happened. Look, I think what makes your bullpen so successful is the fact that people don't really get to see your bullpen that often. And when you overuse your bullpen, you not only overstress those guys because you're putting them in uncomfortable positions, but you're also letting those hitters, who are very good hitters, by the way, in guys like Justin Turner, Yasiel Puig, the list goes on, man. I mean, they have so – Cody Bellinger. They have so many great hitters in that Dodger lineup that when they see you too many times, especially in a short series like this where you're going out there every day or just about every single day – you take away the biggest factor that you have in your back pocket. And how much of this do you blame and I don't mean necessarily blame, but how much of this do you put on the fact that the Milwaukee Brewers lack the experience of playing in the postseason? I mean, let's face it, five times in the history of this team, they have played in the postseason. And Craig Counsell has played. He has won World Series, but this is his first time managing in this type of a position in this deep into the playoffs. And I just think the lack of experience that the Milwaukee Brewers showed, or Craig Counsell showed, whatever, however you want to put it. And again, I understand you can make the argument that he had to band-aid the starting rotation. But that was the huge difference to me, guys, John and Mike. That was the difference. Is Davey Roberts trusted his starters to get to a certain point. And you know what? He pretty much forced that hand no matter what, whereas Craig had a quick trigger more often than not. So I just question the decision-making and the quick trigger that Craig Counsell had from game one to game seven. I mean, if there's one thing I'll say, he was consistent in his acts, but I'm not so sure I like the way that he reacted so quickly to a lot of things. And again, deception and not showing your bullpen, that's how you keep those guys from being hit. That you want them to be a mystery, and they were no longer a mystery in this series, John.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, it's the same way as you have a utility infielder that plays once a week. He plays once a week. He goes 3 for 4. There's that great temptation to run him out there every day. But at the end of the day, there's a reason that he's a utility infielder, and you don't show him every day, because if you show him every day, the other team knows exactly what they're going to get. And I think that was, to your point, I think was exactly the issue with Milwaukee here. He was kind of like a kid with a new toy and a lot of toys in his toy box. He wanted to keep playing with them. He didn't trust the starting pitchers, and this goes back to my comment earlier that what they need for next year is one, maybe two top-of-the-rotation guys to allow that bullpen to function the way that it should. And, you know, it's counterproductive in a lot of ways, because, to your point, the secret is not showing your bullpen all that often. And, you know, the teams now are in a position where they're trying to limit the number of times a pitcher sees a batting order and vice versa. But by running your bullpen out there every day for seven games in 9 days, you basically defeated the whole purpose of shortening the number of times you go through the circle. So at the end of the day, I think it was a shortage of horses. To your point, Kane and Moustakas are really the only guys on the Brewers that had any extensive postseason experience. I think that showed at the end of the day, and it did come down to a matter of trust with the starting pitchers.
Yeah, just unfortunate for the Milwaukee Brewers. They lose Game 7 at Miller Park, 5-1. Just a couple of big runs. And that's what I thought was going to happen, to be quite honest with you, fellas. The home run didn't play any part in the series, and then all of a sudden, Game 7, home runs became a big thing. Anyways, John Poulter, we're going to hang with him for another segment. We'll talk to him about the World Series. Red Sox and Dodgers. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf alongside me, my tag team partner in crime, as always, Mike Wilson. We're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, talking baseball, obviously. We just got done breaking down what happened with the Milwaukee Brewers and the Dodgers. And I just want to say this, John, in putting this in closing, and then let's talk a little bit about the World Series, which will be the Red Sox and the Dodgers, which starts on Tuesday. I really think that the script had to go right for Craig Counsell and the Milwaukee Brewers, excuse me. And the script was, is your starters had to get to a certain point. And if they didn't get to that certain point, then you were going to be forced to use your to use your hand and use that really, really good bullpen, but figure out how to use it. And when things went awry early in the game and the Dodgers were putting too much pressure on those starting pitchers that the Brewers were throwing out there, they usually had to go to the bullpen a little bit too early. And ultimately, that's what forced Craig Counsell's hand in overusing the bullpen. And I can agree with that, but and I'm okay with that. But what I'm really saying is a lack of experience and the point of him pulling the trigger maybe a little bit too quickly on guys when they could have gotten through a little bit, another out, maybe two more outs. But yet the Dodgers were able to force the hand, and Craig Counsell was very quick to react more often than not. And look, a lack of experience, a lack of trust, whatever you want to call it, but I all think it helps them in the long run. But ultimately, I just think that their script had to go right, whereas the Dodgers had a few more bullets in their pocket where their experience was able to help them relax in these big moments, John.
Yeah, I can't disagree. And I think the other issue, Andy, is that Jeffress was such a big part of that bullpen over the regular season, and quite frankly, he came up flat in this series. So not only was he using the bullpen more than he had anticipated, he didn't have one of his biggest weapons down there working properly for him. So it was kind of like a double whammy.
John, I was just going to say, let's get right to this World Series matchup here. What's going to be the determining factor for each team heading into this World Series?
Well, it's an interesting comparison, Mike, because if you look at the statistics on paper, you'd have to say that Boston is a heavy favorite. The team is rested. They've set up the rotation because of that. They had the best record over the regular season, so therefore they've got the extra home game. Their runs per game average was much better than in the championship series was better than the Dodgers, 6.2 to 3.29. They were more productive in the championship series from a hitting standpoint. Each hit produced 0.775 runs, whereas the Dodgers it was 0.434. So you got to look at it from the standpoint that Boston should be a heavy favorite on paper. But Boston's pitching is still a question mark to me. We really don't know what we're going to see from Chris Sale. We've historically not seen good things from David Price in the rotation spots in postseason play. The Boston bullpen, certainly at the back end, has been a little dodgy in this series. Kimbrel did not impress me as being a top-class closer in the games that I saw him pitch in this postseason. And I think the Dodgers' pitching staff is probably a little stronger, probably a little deeper, and certainly a little bit more star-studded with guys like Kershaw than Boston. And clearly the Dodgers have got more experience in the postseason, having been to the World Series just 12 months ago. So there's some evening out there. I think what Boston has to do to win is they have to get better pitching than they have gotten and continue to score runs at the pace that they have. And I think the Dodgers is just the opposite. They have to continue to pitch the way that they have in the last couple of series, but they have to get the bats going a little bit sooner than Game 7. So I think in a nutshell, I think that's the way I would sum it up.
So, John.
So, well, I was just going to say with Manny Machado and Yasiel Puig, you know, they're playing these villain roles. I mean, is that going to cause a problem at some point in this series? I mean, you had Machado with the Bush League foot drag against the Brewers. I mean, at some point, could this rear up and bite the Dodgers in the backside?
Yeah, I think it could if he doesn't control his emotions. And Puig is very much the same way, tends to be his own man. Like there was one play last night late in the game where he was going first to third, and he really should have stopped at second, and he could have actually gotten hurt on that slide. It was one of the most clumsy slides I've ever seen. Fortunately, he was able to grab his hand, put his hand back and grab third base. But Puig is very much a man of the moment. Machado is that villain, as you say. I think if they're not careful, it could come back and bite them in the backside. Yes, very much so.
So, John, let me ask you this. Again, we are talking to our professor of sports, John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, and we're talking World Series, Boston Red Sox, L.A. Dodgers. I've noticed them doing a little different things with their bullpen as well, and I'm talking about the Boston Red Sox bringing guys like Sale and Price out of the bullpen. And Price said he thought he found something or figured something out in the bullpen the other day. So I wonder how that helps them moving forward. And truth be told, if you ask me, I think the Dodgers have to do this, fellas. The Dodgers have to do exactly what they did in the Milwaukee Brewers series. They have to extend the accounts with pitchers. They have to see pitchers a lot, make those pitchers be overused if they can do that sort of thing to the Boston Red Sox, a lot like what they did to the Brewers, to expose their bullpen and to expose guys for what they have or what they don't have. So to me, the Dodgers, what they do is pretty simple. They've got to extend the counts. They've got to get those pitchers in tough positions. They want the Red Sox to use a lot of arms the same way that the Brewers had to use a lot of arms. And again, with that lineup, it's just you never get a break. I mean, we would like to say the same thing about the Brewers. I mean, because they were hitting so well for a while, but then their bats went silent, and guys like Yelich became non-existent, and he's the NL MVP, whereas the Dodgers have these guys that just keep pressing you over and over and over, and I think that's the key for their success. And the Red Sox, let's face it, guys, they've been the best team, the most steady team all season long when it comes to winning baseball games. I think their formula is the same, too. So it becomes a battle of wills, and who budges first, right? I mean, ultimately, if you win a game on the road, then you put yourself in a great position, obviously, to give yourself home field advantage for the Dodgers. But if you lose those first two, well, your back's up against the wall, John and Mike, and you're in big trouble. But I think that both these teams have a very good blueprint as to how they can have their success, John.
Yeah, I can't say as I disagree. I think it's important from a Dodgers standpoint that they get into that Boston bullpen as early as they can, because as I mentioned earlier, I think there are some warts and some holes in that bullpen. Mick Sale and Price and Porcello, who I expect will be the first three guys in that rotation, try and, you know, extend the at-bats, get into that bullpen early. And then I don't know whether the fourth spot goes to Eovaldi or to Rodriguez, and whichever one it doesn't go to, the other guy flips to the bullpen. And then you match up with guys like Barnes and Kelly and Brazier, and hopefully from a Red Sox standpoint, they can get the game to Kimbrel's hands. But I still think that from a depth standpoint, the Dodgers pitching staff is a little bit more flexible, it's a little bit deeper, it's a little bit more versatile. I got to think that that's the key for the Dodgers, is to get into that Boston bullpen. From a Boston standpoint, they've got a lot of speed, they've got a lot of young defense in the outfield. They may be a little bit hurt by the inexperience, full season-wise, of those young players in the outfield, but I think it's going to be a very interesting series no matter which way we deal with it. And the interesting thing from my standpoint, it will be, how does Boston deal with the no DH in L.A.? They can't play Martinez. Move him to the outfield. Which one of those three young outfielders do you sit, or do you move Betts to second base and therefore keep his bat in the lineup but weaken yourselves defensively?
Yeah. Hey, John. Real quickly, in about 5 or 10 seconds, who wins the series? What's the final count of it?
Well, I think it's 6 or 7 games, but I think Boston probably has that little bit of an edge that if they play their game, they should be okay.
All right. Thanks much, John Poulter. We got to run. Our professor of sports. We'll be right back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Stop by Lowe's and get the supplies you need to refresh your home in time for holiday guests. Welcome family and friends to a whole new style with Allen and Roth laminate flooring, now only $129 per square foot. Then, finish your new look with Valspar Simplicity Paint and Primer in 1, starting at $25.98. It goes on smooth and resists marks, scuffs, and everyday wear. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Flooring offer valid through 11/7 while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Do you love golf, boxing, soccer, wrestling? Then sign up for the podcast from your favorite sport and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the best programs directly to your computer every week, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button. You'll never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. What a week. What a weekend. Just amazing. The sports world always makes us happy. It always makes us sad. It kind of gives us a little bit of everything, to be quite honest with you. And Milwaukee Brewer fans, I'm sure you're a little disappointed. Don't be. Don't be disappointed, man. It was a great season. It was magical. It was really magical. Just fell one game short of making it to the World Series. I mean, truth be told, I think if you would have been told that at the beginning of the season, hey, you're going to play one game and see if you're going to be playing for the World Series, I think you would have taken that. Right, Mike Wilson?
Absolutely, you take it. Those fans would be like, well, we didn't make it there. It's all this and all that and bad. And like, no, you're going to roll the dice. You take that every day of the week and twice on Sunday. You would take that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so speaking of Sunday, let's talk about what happens on Saturdays, and that's college football. Alabama rolls. We're not surprised about that. 58 points, another great showing. Tua has four touchdowns. The guy's pretty good, and it's amazing to me, man, that nobody else in the country could find this guy out of Hawaii besides Nick Saban in Alabama, but that's beside the point. Ohio State, this is the big shocker of the day. They go down to Purdue, 49-20, and this wasn't close, man. I mean, Purdue literally manhandled these guys from the minute this game started. They were up 14-3 at half. They put up 28 points in the fourth quarter. Ohio State looked awful, Mike, to be quite honest with you. That was a really, really poor showing, and that hurts Michigan, let's be honest. But Purdue, getting it done, man, making Ohio State look pretty normal. And you said, hey, I got to give you some credit, bro, because last week you said you didn't really think that Ohio State had the athletes to play with in Alabama. And after losing that badly to Purdue, I agree, bro.
Yeah, they don't have the athletes to play with Purdue after yesterday. I mean, you put 28 points up on the board on a Urban Meyer Ohio State team in the fourth quarter in money time. I mean, that tells you everything that you need to know.
Yep, I agree with you, man. Clemson looks pretty good in that victory over NC State, 41-7. Local kid, Ryan Finley, quarterback's there for NC State. But and they were pretty good, man, coming into this game. They were 5-0, and people thought that they could go to Death Valley and maybe give them a little bit of a scare. But Clemson was having none of it, man.
Yeah, the Clemson was just like, we're going to put the scare into you. Like, this is, like you may be 5-0 and ranked 16th, but you're in our house. And Clemson is still a really good ball club. I mean, heck, they're ranked number 3, so they put the Wolfpack to bed real early.
Yeah, LSU, relatively impressive. I mean, they don't put up a lot of points, but they shut down Mississippi State 19-3. What do you think of this LSU team, man? They've had some pretty damn good victories as of late, man.
Yes, they have. And the thing that everybody keeps pointing to is that matchup with Alabama in a week or two, or, you know, a couple weeks. That'll really tell us just how far Ogeron has brought his Tigers and that program. But for right now, hey, they're 7-1. They're 4-1 in the SEC. They just put down another ranked team. I mean, they beat Auburn earlier in the year. LSU's playing some good ball, but we'll find out just how good they are with Alabama.
And then Michigan obviously gets a nice victory over their rival, in-state rival, Michigan State, 21-7. Again, they don't put up a lot of points, but They sure as hell play defense. And you know what? Michigan,
yes,
this sort of seems to be the way they are. They have that early stumble the last couple few years early in the season, and then they figure things out, and then they put a pretty good team out there and a pretty good product for the rest of the season. But do they have a legitimate shot at getting to the national title? Are they in the playoff race or what?
I think they are. I think they're gonna roll right up until Ohio State. And from what we saw from the Buckeyes yesterday, you would have to give Michigan the edge in this game. I mean, look at this game, and everybody's on Harbaugh. Well, he hasn't won this. He hasn't done that. He hasn't beat Michigan State. He hasn't beat Ohio State. Well, now he's beaten Michigan State. Granted, his record between the two is overall is not that good. But the dude can coach. I hate these people that say, you know, Harbaugh can't coach. He's not a very good coach. He hasn't done this or that. The dude can coach. So, and I think he finally kind of has his guys that he wants to be representative of his program in there. And I just think Michigan is a team to watch out for that can sneak into the playoff.
By the way, follow Mike Wilson on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. Obviously, listening to him talk about college football, he's a wealth of knowledge. You can follow me as well. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website. Mike writes some pretty good articles that he puts up there, dorfonsportsradio.com. Oklahoma, is there an outside shot for Oklahoma still to make it, or are they pretty much out of this?
You know what? I'm not going to say that they're totally out of it, but you know, that loss to Texas really, really hurt them. And with the teams that are ahead of them that everybody perceives as better, their chances are slim to none right now. But I mean, they were impressive yesterday beating TCU. You know, they basically doubled them up. So never say never, but you know, they're right now they're on the outside looking in.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting, you know, teams that were off yesterday, like Notre Dame, will wind up moving up in the polls because obviously
right.
Ohio State loses. So sometimes, you know what, the best thing is to be sitting at home watching and, hey, bottom line is you can move up, right? So Notre Dame's
right.
going to move up. What should the top four look like this week, Mike Wilson?
Ooh, that's a good question. And right now I'm not, obviously you put Alabama number one. It's Alabama and everybody else. The question is, you know,
I think
Ohio
Clemson's got to go to number two, don't they? Obviously.
And then the question is, do you drop Ohio State out of the top four? I would.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, they got smacked, you know, the way they got smacked by Purdue.
I think it's a question.
Do you throw Michigan in there?
Yeah, well, that was my point. I was going to say it's a question of if it's LSU. I mean, I would think LSU becomes up there, and I think Michigan's up there. So I think that you're looking at a top four of Alabama number one, Clemson number two, LSU number three, and Michigan number four. That'll be your new poll, at least in my humble opinion.
Yeah, and then you got Notre Dame probably at five, right? I mean, you know, somewhere in there, even though that they were off yesterday. But, yeah, we should be looking at a whole new top four, at least two
but
new
then
teams.
Again, but, then again, but then again, we're forgetting about Notre Dame, who is idle,
right.
And what you do with them. So
is Notre Dame number five? Right, that's what I was saying was, you know, Notre Dame should probably be probably in that top five, you know, just on the outside looking in and hoping someone loses, you know, along the way. Go ahead.
Well, my question to you then is this, Mike, is was it more important to play on Saturday or was it more important for Notre Dame not to be playing and sitting idle? Because the way it was before was Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Notre Dame, LSU, Michigan. Well, LSU played and Michigan played and Clemson played, right? So and Ohio State played. So Ohio State is now out of the top four. It becomes a question of was that win impressive enough by LSU? Was that win impressive enough by Michigan to knock Notre Dame out of the top four?
You know, that is a very good question. If, you know, like you said, LSU, Michigan played, you know, they got Oklahoma who played as well. It's going to be really, you know, what do the voters value? You know, do they think it doesn't hurt Notre Dame, who is still undefeated? Or, you know, we're starting to get that. I mean, you know, we're starting to get into that time of the year where everybody wants to see you play. They don't want to see you sit idle, you know. And then, hey, look, what do you do with Texas? Texas is sitting there at number 7, 6-1. Now, I would make the argument Texas is not better than Notre Dame right now. But you know, the Longhorns are kind of in the mix here. So I would think, you know what, man, I just don't see them dropping Notre Dame out of the top four right now.
No, me neither. I think they'll hang on to number four. You know, after when I thought about it again, it's impossible to take them out because they sat idle. But again, does the committee reward teams that played, or do they reward a team that was sitting out this week? And I think Texas is on the outside looking in a little bit. Both those teams move up. Ohio State's the team that comes out of the top four. So that's ultimately what's going to happen.
What would you think about this top four? If they went Alabama, and I'm not putting them in any kind of order here. I'm just saying, here's the teams in the top four. If they went Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, LSU.
That very easily could be what it is. Very easily, or you flip it and it's LSU number 3 and Notre Dame number 4 because they didn't play and they just sat idle. But again, that's a one loss team that you'd be putting ahead of a team that doesn't have a loss. Again, so many weird things to figure out for them in their system of how they figured out the top four. Let's move on. I want to ask you about something that also happened on Saturday night in the association, and that was the Los Angeles Lakers playing the Houston Rockets, and this thing got ugly late in the ball game. Rajon Rondo and CP3 throwing punches. CP3 says Rondo spit on him, and then Brandon Ingram comes in just trying to throw random punches at people, but he also pushed James Harden for probably no reason at all, to be quite honest with you, but other than being frustrated. How big of a suspension are we looking at for some of these guys? And who do you think gets it the worst? Because personally, I think Brandon Ingram deserves it, man. He wasn't even involved in anything. And then he's coming in throwing haymakers at people.
Well, if you take a look, I'm with you. I think Ingram gets the worst because Ingram actually started the whole dang thing. Yeah. Like there was the play with Harden going in. The push, yeah, I think that started it all. And then, like you said, he comes in throwing haymakers, you know, just at random. I mean, someone made the comment on Twitter this morning, like, well, look at Ingram. He finally used his length for something, you know, by throwing these haymakers. But I think he gets it the worst. And I'm telling you, I don't care who you are, you don't mess with Rondo. Rondo is one of the biggest, excuse my language here, but badasses that exists in the NBA. Like you just don't mess with that guy. And
well,
I
don't know if you watched the game, but there were several times throughout the game where CP3 got the better of him. With little things that were happening, whether they're little push offs or, you know, making a bucket on him and Rondo going flying. So I think that there was just a lot of frustration that built up throughout that game. And the truth is that, look, man, guys are competitors. The Lakers are 0-2. And I hate to say this, but the Herm Edwards train, you know, that train where people want you to get on the Herm Edwards train with the ASU Sun Devils. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, ESPN and all these other people that are selling the Lakers, like guys like maybe even Stephen A. Smith talking about them getting to the Western Conference Finals. Dude, you can try to sell me on this all you want, bro, but I'm not buying it. I'm not buying that the Lakers are going to make the playoffs, bro. This team doesn't play defense. We got to take a break. But when we come back, we'll give our final thoughts of some of the things that we think about going on in the NBA and other things. But anyways, keep it close. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. For the final time this hour, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend edition. A lot of things to talk about, to be quite honest with you. So much to talk about. The association is back. The Milwaukee Bucks opened up their new arena in style, to be quite honest with you, Mike Wilson. That was a special night because the Brewers win and the Bucks win on opening night there. And then we had the chaos from L.A. last night. What are you expecting this NBA season, bro? I mean, in all honesty, what happens? Do your Boston Celtics make it out of the Eastern Conference?
You know what? I'm going to be a little bit of a homer here, and I think they do. I think their nemesis is going to be the Raptors. I mean, they played the Raptors in the second game and went down to them. I don't think the Lakers, if the Lakers get in, if they're a 7 or 8 seed at best, they can't shoot. I think your Bucks are the dark horse to come out of the East. I think the Freak is going to be the MVP.
He's been playing really, really well right away, obviously, and the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be tough. If they can stay healthy, man, they have such great spacing. Anyways, remember, hour number two, all about the NFL, people. We're going to open up the phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. Obviously, you can always catch me late night doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time as well. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause, pay some bills, and then we'll be back with hour number two. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.